And welcome here to this special edition of Husker Chat Live. Sean Callahan with Husker Online, and it's been a busy weekend, not only with the NFL draft, as we've had three Husker players drafted, several other guys signing on with free agent contracts, but it was a big weekend for the Huskers in landing TCU's O'Shawn Mathis. And we're going to be joined here for the next 30 minutes or so on Husker Chat Live. This is the first interview O'Shawn has given since he went into the transfer portal all the way back in January. It's been a long process. You made the announcement. You visited Nebraska. You visited TCU. Let's get into it right away. Why Nebraska? Why did you pick the Huskers when it was all said and done?
Yeah, coming to Lincoln, it was more of a business trip, and coming out, it was kind of a little bit of uncertainty of knowing what is actually out there besides corn, but it kind of just set the high bar for me whenever I came up, and I was more than welcome. Just the genuinity is just of the people who are surrounding that area were showing so much love to me and my family, and of course the recruiting staff also showed their love and compassion and whatnot. And having all that said, it was just a great time, and I enjoyed it. And I remember a good time. We was walking through the academic area, and they were setting up the balloons, and so many. It was like senior citizens all over the place and whatnot, just helping out, and just seeing that also just brought it to light that how dedicated the people around Lincoln are. And walking through there, they cheered me on and stuff like that, and it made me feel really good inside.
And if you're just joining us here on Husker Chat Live and have not been a part of our previous interviews, one of the fun things about this, we allow Husker fans to ask questions, interact, and you'll get that chance here tonight with O'Shawn in Husker Chat Live. Reminder, give us a like, give us a thumbs up. It helps the content. It helps get this out to more Husker fans. We've already got over 162 right now watching the live stream. Not quite as many as you had yesterday. I think you had about 6,000. I mean, that had to catch you by surprise, just how much attention. I mean, I've been around a lot of announcements. I mean, that was a big announcement. And, you know, we're talking about the transfer portal and just how suspenseful you made that, because I was with Texas guys, talked to Texas guys and Nebraska people. I mean, really nobody knew. I mean, how did you keep it so close to the vest over all these weeks?
I say for the most part, just the lingering aspect of me waiting till the end to announce all that stuff, and the hype built up, and I can actually see it build up over time, and just seeing it all just be laid out in front of me. You heard me a few times just voice out that it was like going up in numbers. And I was like, wow, this is just a lot of tension, you know, and it felt really good.
What, I mean, you visited Nebraska for the spring game, and they had been recruiting you for several months before that. What was the first contact from Nebraska and the coaches? I mean, how did they kind of first reach out to you, and what were your initial thoughts? Because you had everybody. I mean, the athletic.com ranked you as the number one transfer portal prospect in the country as of yesterday. So obviously you had a lot of options. Right. What was it about Nebraska that at least got on your radar when you could have gone really probably to 50 different schools?
One thing I was looking and seeking for was having a familiar face around the program, and Coach Applewhite, who is the running back coach there at Lincoln, Nebraska. He came from TCU, and he coached Zach Evans, who was at Ole Miss, and me and him had a good connection, and we always used to race towards him for the kickoff and the punts, to catch punts or whatnot, and at practice. And just having that similar connection in another program, I say for the most part, would help me a lot, just getting in and fitting in the shoes or whatnot, and just coming in and feeling really good about being there. So I say for the most part that Coach Applewhite had a big impact on me going to that school. He recruited me hard, and I trust that man with my heart.
So he was the first real contact because of the natural connection.
Right.
And then what did you know about Nebraska? Did you have any knowledge? I mean, they were once in the Big 12, but that was a long time ago. So, you know, obviously you didn't grow up really watching Nebraska because they weren't playing in your part of the country. I mean, what did you know about Nebraska before they reached out to you?
For the most part, I know there was a guy that went to TCU and went out that way. I forgot his name. He plays receiver, and we had
JD Spielman.
JD Spielman came here, and he did his little journey here or whatnot, and he finished strong. And just having that similar connection, just knowing that Nebraska, I've always used to watch Nebraska's old games or whatnot, and I say a sudden thought was there about Nebraska. Like I said, Coach Applewhite kind of brought it to light that it was a big deal. And I kind of stuck with it and just had my trust in the program and him. And you guys finally came out on top as the Huskers, you know.
What was that like? I mean, you're right down the road from Austin. You grew up there in that area. I mean, how stressful was that? I mean, you were in Austin a week ago.
Right.
Your former college coach, Gary Patterson, is a part of the staff at Texas.
Right. So
they probably felt like they had a lot of things going. Were they trying to get you to commit that weekend? I mean, what was it like being in Austin and just maybe the pressure, obviously, just, you know, having the home state team like Texas on you?
Like I said, it was a business decision, and going into Austin, I wasn't looking forward to just going somewhere I was supremely just familiar with. I seek this opportunity to weigh my options all the way to the end, so I will have no regrets at the end of the day. And I decided to create my own footsteps in this aspect of things. And I know I love Coach P to death, and just coming out of there, I knew I seen the anticipation of those guys wanting me there. Went there, seen a lot of day one supporters come into the spring game, and almost changed my mind. But I was like, I can't just fall back onto the support system. Nebraska, GBR, you guys have the most loyal fan base ever. And I felt like, if anything, it kind of was the equivalent of just the day one supporters. And I love everything about the Nebraska supporters, the support system itself. So,
what was that spring game like? I mean, I saw you there. You had several of your family members and friends with you. And that had to be important, because if you're going to do this for a year or two and you've never been up here, just having the closest people in your lives in Lincoln for kind of a simulated game day, how big did that kind of play to let them experience that with you?
It was the first time I could actually show them what a plane ride would look like, and that in the aspect of things. I just love the fact that they were given that opportunity, that along me giving the opportunity to give them the opportunity, and just seeing the looks on their faces, seeing this seeing this ground from above, and once we landed, and we never really left out of the state of Texas as a family, and finally just having the opportunity to give them that experience was something that was dear to me. And it was just the cherry on top whenever the support system was there at Nebraska. And my mom loved it. Everyone loved it. I've had, my brother, my best friend, my mom, and my sister, they all enjoyed it, had nothing but good things to say about it. And they treated us like the VIP guests of the whole thing. And it was really good to have all the eyes on me and my family, and they enjoyed the attention. And coming back to Austin, they kind of just, I mean, coming back to the clean area, the Texas area, they were, they had nothing but great things to say, and they just reminisced on it for the next few weeks going on to the Texas visit.
Well, so, the red carpet Nebraska laid out for you. I mean, I've been around Nebraska recruiting a long time covering it. And I mean, I saw Rich Glover talking to you. I saw Jason Peter, the athletic director, Trev Albert, spent a lot of time with you. Obviously the coaching staff, the players. I mean, just when you got there, I mean, how important did they make you feel? How big of a priority did they let you know that you were for Nebraska?
Yeah, man. They were giving me all the entries of just having one-on-one conversations with the big names that came out of Lincoln, and just having that type of support. You know, I kind of kept my composure and whatnot. Seeing Jason Peters and the stuff like that was just a great experience, and just having that one-on-one conversation with them, just them giving me cues and just inspiring me to go further and just having insight on coming to Nebraska itself. They weren't too pushy. They weren't doing the recruiting, just putting in my face, just like the normal recruitment of a normal high schooler coming out of high school. It was more of a business approach, and they treated everything like a profession. And that's what I liked the most about it.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PI, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know,
trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Talking about, we got a lot of questions about just scheme and how you're going to play for Nebraska. Go into that. I mean, how have they talked to you about how they envision you playing on this defense here in 2022?
Yeah, absolutely. I know Coach Frost had talked to me, and I talked with the defensive coordinator, and we all just talked about it and sat down with my entire family, and they pointed out the things that would have me doing on first and second down, which is, of course, just running plays most likely, and then whenever it's third down, it's on and popping. So they're just going to have me on a one-on-one with the weakest link of the offense and have me just wreak havoc on the quarterback. And that's one thing that I wanted to do for the longest, is showcase my ability of coming off the edge and playing like an animal.
Got a question on the chat. Wants to know who you compare your game to. Is there a guy that you kind of like mimic, a player that you like to watch? You know, what type of pass rusher are you?
I don't have a specific guy. I say for the most part that I want to be like everyone. I try to pick up traits from every defensive end in the league. Right now I watch film on Khalil Mack, Myles Garrett, Max Crosby, all the big name guys, and just picking up traits, ghost moves and stuff like that, something I can improve on, and picking up on everything that those guys have shown on film is one thing I'm trying to inherit on and become one of the best out there.
If you're just joining us, it's Husker Chat Live. We're joined by TCU transfer portal commitment, O'Shawn Mathis. And reminder, if you're on here, we'll take your questions and comments here. We'll feature them here on the side. Make sure you give this video a thumbs up. Give us a like. It helps get it out to more Husker fans, more people out there. Give us a thumbs up. O'Shawn gave us his thumbs up. Now let's talk about Lincoln. When will you get to Nebraska? What's the timeline right now for O'Shawn Mathis?
I just looked at some I just talked with the coaches and whatnot just before we got on, actually. And I believe they start the workouts on the 22nd of May, and I believe I'll be coming in on the 20th or around the 21st, whenever I can get in and get settled in my living situation and get started with the workouts is around that time.
I think the governor of Nebraska is going to give you a special escort to get you from Texas to Nebraska on May 20th.
Really? Is that some rumor or something?
No, I'm just teasing. There's a question though in the chat about whose fans are better, Texas or Nebraska. Describe the difference between Longhorn and Husker fans.
And you guys, Husker fans all day. Like the support system I've seen in the comment section on most of my posts. The post I did give out, I've seen nothing but good things come from Nebraska fans. And I was paying attention to every single comment. And I will just give a shout out to all you guys. To be honest, that was just a great time. Just seeing all that, all the support was great.
We got a question from Brian Kenkel. What are a couple of things that really surprised you about Nebraska?
A couple of things I seen was open doors and the huddle headquarters. Everything seemed like it started in Nebraska. And that's one thing that I could personify on. And I say for the most part that it kind of brought to light that Nebraska is not just corn. it's not just that. It's the foundation for a lot of things, and including I've heard the weight training and all that stuff started in Nebraska. Everything kind of just originated from there. And that one thing just stuck with me after leaving and just seeing how much productivity can actually come out of there. And I just hope to be one of those productivity guys just coming out of the football program, along with the other guys on the football team. A lot of good guys on the team for sure, too.
Jared Pick wants to know, Oshon, what are your goals? What type of goals do you have right now?
My goals is to come in and execute and bond with the guys for sure. I've seen a lot of leadership on that team, and it's not too much of a rebuild. And it's one thing to get in there and get to know the guys and bond with those guys so we can go out there and fight together. And another goal is to come out with double-digit sacks at the end of the season. And being able to showcase my talent and off the edge and actually not have to read things so much and just go off the edge and just play like an animal, like I said, and play with just fanatical effort.
We got a couple questions from Mark about Big Ten competition and another one from Hot Dog here as well. Just playing in the Big Ten. I mean, you watched the draft. You kind of saw, I mean, obviously the SEC and the Big Ten, those two leagues are superior, and the Big Ten's a great lineman league. How much did that kind of impact your decision when you kind of looked at things?
Well, that's the one reason why I kind of saved my commitment to be at the end of around the time the NFL draft happens, and just to see and play a good part in trying to watch what conferences actually put guys into the league and put them high in the draft. And Big Ten, SEC, ACC, Big 12 kind of lagged behind. And that's one thing I could say that had a huge part in my decision as well.
Was just the NFL draft picks for the Big Ten?
Yeah, the Big Ten had a good amount of guys come out at the DN position. And I seeked for that to be a good part in my decision. And as one thing, just looking forward to that draft next year, I want to be in a good position, and the Big Ten has a lot of competition, so showcase my talent against big linemen, and just having that type of film will help me out further along down in my career.
What's your height and weight right now?
My height is 6'5". My weight is 258.
So, I mean, Nebraska, are they going to be more kind of an even front? Is that how you envision it, where you're going to be kind of on one edge and Garrett Nelson could be on the other edge? I mean, how do you kind of envision the look of this scheme with you in there now?
Well, so much of the competition side of things, I would like to work along with those guys and rotate with those guys and have enough time to come off the field as well and just come back in and be fresh and have a fresh start on each down. And if anything, just rotate with those guys and whatever scheme they might have. And with game plan is one thing to know about when trying to come in these games, and just knowing that we can actually probably go about rotating a lot and playing. So far, I don't know too much about how the rotating is going to be, but I know for a good part that it's a good deal. And I had a ton of trust, and I know they're down in depth, and I would like to work with those two guys for sure.
Have you ever experienced turbulence on a flight and wondered why?
And you can see all the terrain around you. You've got no issue with visibility or anything?
No, everything's peachy.
Maybe you've sat on the tarmac for hours wondering why your plane isn't moving.
Well, we're outside here. They're saying the ramp is closed. They won't let us park because of Air Force One.
Listen in on the conversations between pilots and air traffic controllers on the Air Traffic Out of Control podcast.
510 is declaring an emergency. There's smoke in the cabin. I need to make a landing right now on 31 left.
We have the most interesting, wild, and funny ATC recordings you will ever hear. Check out Air Traffic Out of Control wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Got a question here from Brian. Have you talked to Casey Thompson much? Obviously, he was at Texas, you know, Big 12 guy that you're familiar with.
Right.
Talk about your relationship with Casey Thompson. And I had heard maybe that he had a conversation with you leading up to your decision as well.
Yeah, yeah. Casey Thompson and I stayed on for like a 3-hour call. He gave the rundown. He kind of made me feel good about the decision I was looking forward to. If anything, if I were looking the other way towards Texas, he would have not had an impact on my decision. But that along him just being trustworthy enough to give me the good information and not hiding any shadiness or whatnot, it had a great impact on my decision for sure. And he did a great job with just laying out everything, his experience, going from his experience being up there, the transition, and the weightlifting program, the conditioning part of things, and him saying that we were basically in a similar position. He was looking at OU and Nebraska. He chose Nebraska. He took a leap of faith, and that's one thing I could say. I had the time to not take the leap of faith, but look at the in and outs of things, and having the opportunity to hear from him for a 3-hour call was just it was a great deal for me on my decision, and. He did a great job. He didn't have anything, I would say, for the most part. I want to put this out there. Casey Thompson didn't have anything bad to say about Texas or anything. He just was dead on, just telling me the in and outs of every situation. And he did a great job on that. I could say that for the most part.
And I understand you guys are going to live in the same building now. We joked off air, it's going to be the Big 12 dorm in Lincoln.
Yeah. Hopefully I could be down the hall from him to see him time to time coming in and out of there, going to practice or whatnot, ride out to go get some drinks or whatnot. It'll be a good deal.
Got a question here from Go Big Redcast. Mm-hmm. Were you familiar with Omar Manning when he was at TCU, or was that before your time, the wide receiver at Nebraska?
Omar Manning. I've heard a lot from, is he there now?
Yeah, he's at Nebraska now. He went to TCU, JUCO. He was an Army All-American back in the day. And then he's been at Nebraska now. This will be his third season at Nebraska.
That was before my time. I didn't get to see him when I was there. But just seeing him, I went over there, and whenever I was trying out for my little photo shoot or whatnot, I seen his locker. I changed by his locker or whatnot, and I seen him, and I noticed a familiar face that he was at TCU, and he was a JUCO product. And I was very familiar with him at that aspect of things.
Got a question from Zoom. When did you let Nebraska's coaches know when you were going to commit, and what was their reaction when they got the news?
To be honest, I didn't let them know anything. I wanted to be a surprise as if it was to the masses. And I'll say for the most part, I told Coach Applewhite a few hours before my decision that I was going to be committing to Nebraska, but I wanted to keep it away from the media for a little bit, just let it build up and just let the hype build up as well. And it turns out it was really great from you guys and the masses as well.
Everybody was scared to make a prediction. I can tell you that. I think usually the media put out their forecast, crystal balls, future cam, whatever you call them. Nobody wanted to like go all in on one, because you kept us in the dark, and this is the first interview you've done. I mean, how hard has it been? Because give me an idea. Like, what is the typical text phone call log per day you were getting over this process?
Oh yeah, it was hectic, man. It was from left and right. It was phone calls all day, every day, all day, every day. I can go on and on, but it got to a point I put my phone on silent and made my top five, and it was just secure with that. I was top five as if I just committed to a school. I just sat back and relaxed for a good point of time and just focused on my education. And soon I'll be getting my degree soon next week. This Saturday. And I just sat back and just let it build up. And I just look in and out of Twitter every now and then, see all the talk going on. And it was good to just sit back and just not have an invoice on it.
What was like the strangest interaction you had? And if it helps you share the news, don't even tell the team or the player or a coach, whoever it was, but give me like one strange interaction you got over this process.
I say for the most part, I believe it was many times that right before, I don't think it was the past week, right after the Texas visit, people were coming in, hitting me up, telling me, hey, man, we need a DN, this and that from Georgia. I believe, I don't want to name every school, but it was kind of at the end of my decision. I was like, I'm almost about to commit to a school. I'm not going to jump board and piss everyone off. I'm not going to do that. If anything, I'm doing it for myself. And I think that was the most weirdest interaction I had, was just towards the end. Everyone was coming in, trying to peek in, that last resort type thing, and trying to get me on board, but I wasn't going to have it.
When you look at, I got a question here from Moonbot7. What is the biggest difference you're expecting from the Big Ten versus the Big 12?
Biggest difference I'm having from the Big Ten, I can say, is the competition level. I seen a lot of big tackles coming out, big linemen in general coming out of the Big Ten, and just having that type of quo coming into the Big Ten, I would like to have that type of film going against those type of guys, because those are the type of guys who go to the league most importantly. And just having that type of experience level with those guys and just going head to head every down with those guys. And I think that would be a huge part on me in my film going on to the next level.
This is a good question. What number do you want to wear at Nebraska?
I was just talking about that with my family. I was looking at what single digits they had. I would like a single digit, but also the superstition rising with the number 32 is also there. I'm not too sure yet. Y'all would just have to wait and see for sure.
You got to get an inventory on what's available, right?
Right, exactly.
All right. Are you excited to go to Ireland? People asking about Ireland.
I've never been out the state of Texas for a long time, along the country. So just going out of the states and going across the ocean is going to be a hectic experience. I'm scared of the ocean as much as my name sounds like the ocean, the word ocean. I'm looking forward to it, most importantly, just seeing the sightseeing of it. I've always wished to get out of the country and just go and travel the world. And Ireland is one of those places that was actually on my bucket list.
You going to get your mom out there too?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she's going to definitely go out there. I want her to see that type of stuff too.
I got a random question from John. What's your preferred cut of steak?
Oh, okay. I say I like the ribeye. Anything that's a ribeye, and I keep it medium rare. And that kind of thing kind of impressed the coaches a little bit when we're eating out steak and on my official visit, and those guys were like looking at me crazy, like, "Oh wow, he's liking the medium rare." That's my preference.
Yeah, that's a good Nebraska steak right there. Where'd they take it? You remember?
I believe it's right down near by the train station. It was right around that area. It was on the corner.
JTK maybe.
I believe it was JTK, and it was, I can't remember the name. I'm definitely going back.
But, yeah, that's right by the train station down there. So, all right, let's see here. Moving through the questions. Do you consider yourself a country or a city guy?
I'm definitely a country guy. I was once a city guy. We moved out to the country of Manor, and I stayed out there, and that's what I thrived the most. So I believe that going back into the country is more of a getting away thing and just enjoying the aspect of the quiet and getting away from the city. And as you can hear now, you could probably hear some cars driving by here, and it's kind of annoying. It's kind of annoying through that. So
got a question here from Brian. Wants to know, did you get a chance to talk to the athletic director, Trev Alberts, much? What impressed you about getting the opportunity to meet with him?
Trev Alberts. I don't think I got the opportunity to meet him yet. I'm definitely looking forward to it.
I think there was a picture of you guys at the midfield.
I did meet him Yeah. It was great, actually. I met him in the middle of the field. It was a great experience just standing on the end, and he came out and talked to me. We pointed out the leaderboards up there and the names that are forever going to be on that stadium, and he pointed out and he told me that he wants me to beat his sack score. And that's one thing I said to myself. I was like, oh, I can't believe he's actually telling me to actually do this. But he's actually a genuine guy, and he laid it out for me, and he told me, man to man, that I'm going to change the game, and I'm going to come in there and be a true impact on the team, and he wants me to beat his sack record. And that's one thing that kind of set with me and on the plane ride back, and I kid you not, I talked to my mom in and out just on that experience. Just having that one-on-one conversation with him was pretty good. It was great.
Okay, got a question here from Tyler. Just your thoughts on Coach Frost. I mean, how much have you got to talk to your next head coach, and what do you think of Coach Frost?
Coach Frost is very reserved. He's a very reserved guy, and I say for the most part that I can relate to him in that aspect of things. We sat down with him, and I could tell he's very family oriented. He talked about his kids coming in and breaking his glasses on accident. It was just a funny experience. Just hear from him his home style of living. It's just, and just him just kind of comparing and contrasting my family orientation with his. I could definitely feel a connection with Coach Frost, and I'm definitely looking forward to being one of his players and just playing for him.
You think Nebraska's going to get a few more pieces from the portal on the defensive front? I know they're close on some guys. I mean, do you have any intel you can share? I know Devin Drew's close, but he hasn't made a public announcement yet. Could you get a few more guys to join you at this point?
Yeah. I've definitely seen some guys on the D-line aspect of things, and I see a guy coming from Texas Tech. I would definitely want to see that guy come to Nebraska, have good familiar faces from the Big 12. From that aspect of things, I didn't see too much of the recruiting aspect of the defensive front on the D-tackle perspective besides the Texas Tech guy. And that's one guy I kind of seen resonating around this area because he's from the state of Texas. But I'm definitely going to be looking in on more of the intel with the defensive line front going out till I get up there to Lincoln.
We got just a few minutes left here with O'Shawn Mathis. If you're joining us here on Husker Chat Live, we'll have the archive here on YouTube. We'll also post it on the podcast channel as well as on huskeronline.com. So if you missed the beginning of this, we'll have it up later on. Reminder, hit the thumbs up, give us a like, get this video out to more Husker fans. I got one for you question though. The Husker fans want to see you throw up the bones. I don't know if you're holding your, are you holding your phone or someone holding it for
you? Phone. I can definitely do that. Hold on. Let me set my phone somewhere. Hopefully it doesn't fall off the balcony.
All right. Let's see. There you go. There's the bones for the Husker fans.
Yeah, I have it. Yes,
there
sir.
You go. As we wrap it up here.
More.
You know the history of the black shirts, right? Are you familiar with the kind of the history of the defense?
I've seen it from the fan side of things, and they I've seen it pop up a lot. I'm definitely still a little curious about it, and I've seen a lot of guys saying that I was going to be a black shirt. Definitely looking forward to seeing what that actually is about, and yeah, I'm just going to go in there and try to be a black shirt like everyone says.
One final question here from Ryan. You guys play Oklahoma. How excited are you to play Oklahoma, a team you're very familiar with?
Yeah, I'm definitely excited going back, and I believe they're going to Lincoln. And just having a lot of familiar faces on that team is going to have me play a whole lot more aggressive because I have a bone to pick with those guys as much as anything. And it's going to be a war, and definitely looking forward to it as if we were in the Big 12, going to the Big 10 and hanging with the other guys from the Big 10 and just having that type of impact on that game. I'm definitely looking forward to playing against OU for sure.
Well, O'Shawn, this has been a lot of fun. I think we're at 441 live viewers still right now.
Oh, yeah.
And this has been a lot of fun, though, getting a chance to get to talk to you, get to know you. And I know you'll be up in Lincoln in about 3 weeks. So you graduate. When's the graduation date again?
It's on May 7th, Saturday. Looking forward to it.
Well, congratulations on getting your degree at TCU. That's a really, really proud academic institution. I'm sure you're looking forward to getting down here now. So
thank you, guys.
Well, that really wraps it up here with Husker Chat Live. Once again, give us a thumbs up. Give us a like. Thank you for joining here. And thanks again to O'Shawn Mathis for joining us here in his first interview since making his decision to Nebraska. For HuskerOnline.com, I'm Sean Callahan.